next one is $11,632, special use exception to operate a bed and breakfast inn. And this is located on the east side of the Beaver Dam, right across.
And Mr. Chairman,
yes,
you could send back the...
Yes, sir. Thank you. Whoop, no, I get the wrong one here. I'm sorry, I gave him the wrong one.
It'll help me when I'm...
Yes, sir, sorry about that. I still got that sign in my hand, okay.
He's an Indian giver.
Oh, really?
Yeah, took it back from me, yeah.
The mic's on? Are they...
They should be on.
Yeah.
Can you hear us?
We have not been able to hear you guys all night long. Nobody.
Yeah, my wish is...
We can hear you when we walk outside.
But not in here.
We can hear you, like, on the TV. We can hear you, but in here, we have not been able to hear anyone all night with the gentleman that just said he wasn't here last week and was backing out.
The loud mouth.
We've been able to hear him, but nobody else all night.
Wow, okay.
I will talk to IT in the morning.
One of the things I did was I pulled my mic closer. And you can hear it when, because I don't think I'm talking any louder than they are, but you can hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, and that's because...
Nobody else.
The mic...
We haven't been able to hear anybody
else.
I'm
coming on red when I'm talking.
One thing everybody's been saying, we haven't been able to hear you.
My mic's been about a foot from my mouth, and yours is 2 and 3 feet.
Well, it's lit up every time.
Yeah.
We'll talk to IT in the morning and just make sure you scoot the mic closer to your, when you talk.
Yeah.
But, you know, last time they had it, we had to get it away from us because you could really pick it up.
Yeah, because you couldn't pick it up. They told feedback. Us before the IT did.
Yeah, we fixed the feedback problem.
Oh, okay.
The monitors were too high.
Yeah, we fixed the feedback problem. So, yeah, make sure you're talking close into them.
Well, you'll check it.
But yep. None of you. So you're on to 11,632.
Bed and breakfast. I don't see a problem with it myself, but
what do you tell me about that?
I don't think there was anybody in opposition, was there?
No, I don't believe there was.
I had two in favor, one letter supports. It's in the same area as the previous case.
Why was it tabled? I didn't get.
I don't remember.
I don't either. I mean, I listened to the tape. But I don't know why.
Mr. Rickard was the one who tabled it, so I don't know if he wanted more time to consider it.
Okay.
I think he did.
He's not here tonight.
No, he's not here tonight, but I believe that he did.
Just for the record, Mr. Workman, you've listened to the tape and reviewed the public record on this case?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
And I am an abstain.
Thank you.
I believe it was stated that the house was built by a contractor and... with a large family, and then they moved out.
Lost the house and stuff, yeah. And then they took it over. The contractor did. And then since then, he is in the best way. He made it into, turned into a bed and breakfast to start with, and it, since then, it's just moved on and improved it, kept on going.
No, I don't have a problem with it myself.
No?
I don't have a problem with it either.
You see what they got here. But oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, after the gentleman, the owner, got it, then he's moved himself in, and then he designed it for the, took the other room for the bed and breakfast. Six rooms, no kitchens in any of the rooms. Continental breakfast, 26-7. Yeah, I have no problem with it either. So.
No further discussion, Mr. Chairman. I would move that we approve case number 11,632, as I didn't hear any testimony that would... suggest that it would cause any substantial effect, substantially adversely affect any uses of adjacent neighboring properties.
Okay, may I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Wharton that we approve case number 11,632. All those in favor of the motion? Back to you, Mr. Wharton.
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
And Mr. Callaway, by vote 3-0, case number 11,632 is approved. That takes care of the old business.